Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fix the Family Fix America Radio Show!
Your host for the number one family show in all of the universe. His name is Jack Hatfield.
Good day to you listeners across the fruited plain. My name is Jack Hatfield, and you are listening live to Fix the Family, Fix America, or not live, depending on when you're listening. But right now, I am alive, and that is what is important for you and I at this moment, me being your humble host and you being my gracious listeners. I am so happy that you are here. I cannot do this without you. We have grown. You did your homework. The ratings for the last show was over 400% growth in just one show. Wow. And then, apparently, most of you wanted to hear the prior show to last week's show. You listen to that on a approximately 1,200% growth. And I must thank you for that. First of all, real quick, I want to state that we are currently having incredible connection issues. Incredible connection issues. I do hope that this recording and show is very clear to you, very nice, and continues to be so throughout the duration of the program. We may have issues, we may not. I'm still trying to struggle through it and make it through it. And we are hoping as we will do the same thing. We wanted to do that. But then back to our growth. You guys did your homework, so I'll give you another piece of homework here. It's in some of you, instead of doing every person you came in contact with, including people you passed on the street or people you drove by in a car, meaning that most of you are going to have to start putting signs on your car because you're not rolling down the window and calling out, you need to be listening to Fix the Family, Fix America radio show. Now, because there are so many new listeners, and again, thank you very much for being here, let's get it all straight, and let's do it correctly. Remember how we do it. We have to say our Pledge of Allegiance, and that's what we do for school. Right? Right. And technical difficulties? Yes. Yes. A little bit of technical difficulties. See? This all night long because it has been one weird day. We'll get to that allegiance in a minute. Hopefully you can hear my voice. That is very important. It looks like you can hear me okay. Don't know if that means great. But again, if this is very bad or very poor, we will make sure to do better
and re-record the show as necessary, okay? Now, I'm trying to get my switch back up. Lost it completely. All right, so here we go back. Ah, nice. We got some stuff here. Let's start school, ladies and gentlemen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for
all. All right, and that is a very important thing to hear, especially on tonight when some of you may not be listening to me. You're listening to the State of the Union, which is coming on about now. So we are not going to jip it. We are not going to join it in progress at all. We are going to continue on with this show because, like I say, you can listen to this anytime you wish throughout the entire week. And we, again, appreciate that. I am so happy, again, that we grew 400% in listenership. And for those of you who are new, your homework, again, is, not again, your homework is to tell every person you come in contact with to come on Tuesday, Friday, doesn't matter what day, to this show, to this page, blogtalkradio.com/Jack Hatfield or Families America, and make sure that you list to it at naturalsuccessprinciples.com or at Blog Talk Radio or any other ways. It's posted on Facebook as well. So you need to get a hold of that. Plus, friend me up on Facebook. That is facebook.com/TheJackHatfield. Very important. The Jack Hatfield, and you can free up and you will get all of the important information and news you need to know. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/Jack Hatfield. You get important news as it happens. Trust me, you talk about all kinds of stuff, especially a lot of drugs that people pass through. Anyway, new listeners, thank you so much for being here. Confucius said, to put the world right in order, we must first put the nation in order. To put the nation in order, we must first put the family in order. To put the family in order, we must first cultivate our personal life. That's right. Fix the family. Fix America is about restoring you. Then the family. Then the nation, by making an impact on generations to come, ladies and gentlemen. And we do it with lots and lots of fun right here. Our exclusive 4+1 method of fixing the family, fix America, starts right here. That starts with positive fathering, followed by make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. That's right, our plus one. What's the plus one? Well, the plus one is disease and diet, where we reveal the secrets of stopping, healing, preventing degenerative diseases that are affecting millions of families. Now, I am so happy again that you're here. Let us get started. Hey. My name is host Jack, and this is Fixed America. There's a lot of news we're going to talk today. We got, and the reason we're talking about this type of news is because of the passing of Jack LaLanne. I don't know if you've read yet, but with our plus one, disease in the diet, we have set out on a task of figuring out what in the is going on why is this the first year degenerative diseases are going to kill more people than acute illnesses. What is happening to our bodies, to our minds? Alzheimer's, heart disease, cancer. All of the stuff over and over and over. Pneumonias, that's acute illness, excuse me. Things that used to kill us, acute illnesses, aren't even getting a chance anymore. We're eradicating those, but the degenerative diseases are growing, leaps and bounds. Cancer on the rise. Children cancer on the rise. What? In the scheme of all that it's supposed to be, the young growing cells of a child should not have the toxins that most people claim cancer is caused by. Remember? And we have disease and the diet workshops going on across the country. And for those of you who have attended the workshops, disease and the diet workshops in the Southeast at Earth Fairs, please be sure that you're working on continuing those and continuing that relationship. Earth Fair recently came down from a corporate level that there would be no outside activities inside Earth Fairs. And they used to have people play violins and have a therapist and have people be able to hang their art inside and have, you know, disease and the diet classes in rooms. And then suddenly somewhere something must have went awry. And Earth Fair came down with the directive that there were none. Not just on them. And, of course, the Earth Fairs that have hosted disease in the diet said that that would be a bad thing to stop. The followings, the classes, the people that were growing up were amazingly large. One of the largest in Earth Fairs history. And we want to continue the tradition along with working with all of the Earth Fairs to get us back in there. So please, you know, of course you can send me an email if you've ever been to any of my classes. Send me an email. You can always find out what we're doing. But for those of you who are missing the Earth Fair, disease and the diets, we're on class number 8 at one Earth Fair. That would be 8 solid months of classes. And suddenly we had to stop, but we will be back. We will be back, and if we can't get to Earth Fair, which I'm pretty sure we will be able to, we will host them in those same cities at a different location. It's no big deal. We're not going to spread the word. So for those of you listening back, wondering what if I say something about that, I say something about the last week. I wanted to tell you, I wanted to get the okay to tell you that it's at least being worked on. And we're doing all we can to at least one of the classes return to Earth. So that's where we are with that. Now, again, 96 years old. 96 years old. Now, what is the number one thing everyone remembers Jack LaLanne for? Recent memory would be the juicing. Older memories would be the stunts, the swimming, the strength stunts, and the all kinds of stuff that he used to do before he, you know, hawked his juicer. There's a lot of people that will say to you, Jack LaLanne was a vegetarian, and he lived 76 and lived so healthy. Okay, so we're going to get into that. You also see that the government has, instead of 5 days, fruit and vegetables, and they're going to raise that 8 a day. Excuse me, had to have some baked a wonderful blend of herbs and tea. That's going to help me to calm the rest of the process of what I'm talking about today. Because if you were here last week, I'm very, very excited going to attempt to hang on to them. And, you know, we're going to try to find while on the other channels and other stations, they're going to be listening to. State Union Address. I'm not saying don't listen to the State Union Address. I mean, you could read about it tomorrow because this show is. Alright, so get that. About the 5 to 8 fruit of the day thing. I'm going to find out what mystery I'm best trying on you. Why? What would be a reason you could be tired all of the time? Then, Lane again, you have over 150 years of people trying to lose weight and not be fat. So, what in the heck going on? Do we have the secret or not? And then, in our family, we have, in our family segment, are you married material? We're going to be talking about that. And we're going to find out what would marriage material. So, you can. That we are looking at. We're going to do it in on the track lane. Big of ours. Loved seeing all the stuff they did and loved all kinds of things. I mean, just a great guy. Great passion thing that you can help. You're a beacon for people that were getting older, and instead of back again. Sorry about that. Again, we're having tremendous. Tremendous technical issues today, and being with you for 2 hours, I just like that again had to reconnect a little. Just having, again, incredible technical difficulties. He's going to try to continue this. Something. First book the brain. be cheesy and well, when it sold up a double. Let's see if we can pick up right where we left off so we don't mess up. And so, again, apologize. Tremendous. Having a funky weather. And it is really, really messing with technical equipment. And we are feeling the pinch. So, speak in our ability to get you quality that you have become so accustomed to. In fact, we have so many new things to try and do on the show today, but we had to cancel every single one of the new stuff because of the technical issues that we ran up against, possibly due to weather, possibly due to just computer issues, possibly due to the software. We are constantly trying to improve and grow and try to make this show much more like my emotional speeches, kind of emotional. That was not technical difficulties. That was tongue difficulties. That was tongue-to-lip difficulty in forming what's known in English, which as words. We're going to try to make this show just as fun as my motivational speeches. When I do motivational speeches, we like to kind of look at them as the motivational DJ, the motivational karaoke DJ, where there's lots and lots of music and other stuff. Anti-dusting agent. I haven't found out what this is. And modified cornstarch. So another thickener. So we make this stuff. It looks like ground beef when it's all put in the burrito. That's right. Suit was on to Taco Bell, and they're asking that they stop saying they're selling beef. They need to say a beef product or filled with something. They just want them to stop beef. And as you know, those fillers, that beef, could be a danger for some consumers. Wheat, oats, soy lecithin, maltodextrin are common allergens. filler, deep filler. And aside from being misleading and not in the way cheese burrito, it's false to put you consumer if you're, you don't eat wheat, oats, maltodextrin, some kind of anti-dusting agent, or any more corn. Corn's almost in everything. That's pretty important. Now, according to the USDA, ground beef can have seasonings. It can have no water, phosphate, will this be a blow to Taco Bell? If you're thinking outside the bun, McDonald's, Burger King, and Hardee's all around things we use 100% beef. Is this now a chink in the Taco Bell thing about the armor? Because they weren't really selling them the double beef burrito. They were kind of selling you the 30% beef. I am connected to you, ladies and gentlemen. I think you can hear my voice. Completely apologize for this. All right, so some people say Jack LaLanne is really lucky because he was a vegetarian. But look at this, too. Nutrition expert. Edges, fruits are great helpers to any meal. In terms of health and nutrition, fruit and vegetables have very little to offer. And to eat 8 portions a day is compounding one of the worst health fallacies in history. What? Doesn't this go against everything you've heard for the last 20 years? Yes, it does. What happened in 1991? What? 1991? That doesn't sound that far away, but it was 20 years ago. For the last 20 years, you're about 5 days. We're at a U.S. National Cancer Institute meeting in California in 1991 and a campaign that day. 5 a day, which sold a lot of green veggies and stuff. Now, let's say, for instance, there was no malfeasance idea, and to help you not, and to reduce the incidence of cancer. Another thoughts for you, listener, and I can't apologize enough, but I'm going to get right back to it. So, let's say they did it best intentions, fight, happy, blah, blah, blah. But now, 20 years later, there's really not any good at all. Or, all of any. People that say eating more fruit is the risk of dying from cancer. Guy that was 102, and he was asked how what's the secret to his longevity. He said whiskey, women, and cigars. The man smokes cigars for over 6 years, drinks every day, and we don't know what he was doing. With so is whiskey, women, and cigars healthy living here? And if so, why isn't that 5 a day? So let's say fruit and vegetable that said if you get people to eat more fruit veggies, cancer rates will go down. So 5 a day come into it. And right now they say 3 in 10 adults eat the recommended 5 a day. So that's 30%. So that's 30% of America, of the world eating the recommended 5 a day. Okay? Cancer rates, heart disease, almost doubling in percentages in the last 20 years. Again, more will die of cancer diseases, acute illnesses, time in human history. Now, we talk about processed foods. We talk about the engineered oils of death. The engineered oils of death, the soy, the corn, and the oil. So, let's focus on the fruits and veggies right now. So, for a study, the 300,000 people in 8 countries followed, and they found that people who ate 8 or more portions of fresh food a day had 22% lower chance of dying from heart disease. That sounds remarkable, doesn't it? Stopping right there, you would see how the 5 a day to 8 a day could give you a 22% more chance of dying from heart disease. Here's the rub when you read deeper and you don't stop halfway. That's why you listen to the show, and that's why your homework is to tell everyone to listen. Only 1,636 people, participants in that study, died with heart disease. People in eight countries, only 1,636 participants died. Again, silences. Responses that are coming into the show. The sensors of our microphone and other items disappearing. So, there were variable